Hey Circle, welcome to the May 2017 workshop. This month I'm going to help you land your first wholesale account. If you've never done wholesale before, or if you've gotten started but aren't quite sure if you're doing it right, this workshop's for you. I'm going to take you through the process of researching shops. We're going to talk about your terms and conditions, line sheets. We're going to cover how to reach out to them. We're going to talk about packaging and shipping and the process of communicating with your stockers and potential stockers. So this workshop will hopefully help you to get out there, get your work into brick and mortar shops, and kick off the wholesale side of your business if that's something you've been wanting to do. So let's dive in to this month's workshop. Okay, so this month we're going to be talking about how to land your first wholesale account. Obviously, if you already do wholesale, this is probably not going to be terribly useful for you. This is really aimed at those of you who've either never done wholesale before or have kind of dipped your toes in the water, but you're a little bit unsure about the whole process. So I'm hoping in this workshop that I'll be able to clarify, you know, how to get started, the things you need to have in place, talk about the process of contacting and staying in contact with potential stockists and stockists. So basically it is that just getting started phase. So let's get going. So, you know, if you want to be getting your stuff into brick and mortar, it's still a good thing to do, you know. It's still useful. It's still a way to get your work out into the world. For some of you, it might be actually the best way to sell your work because your work might be better suited to being sold in stores. It might be just a way that you're more comfortable selling your work. So the thing to think about is whether wholesale is right for your business, and if it is, or if it's just something you want to experiment with, this workshop will help you get started with that. So the first step is very important, is to do your research. So if you can, I would advise that you start by approaching a shop in your local area. And the reason I say this is because it's a little less intimidating. You might, you know, hopefully we'll be able to go to the shop and be familiar with it. So you'll have a really good idea as to whether your work will fit there or not. And, you know, it just means that you can hopefully build a bit more of a personal relationship with the owner. Now, getting in contact is something we're going to be talking about soon. So we're not going to talk about how to do that just yet. I want to talk about this stage. So decide, you know, start off with wholesaling, obviously in your own country, much easier rather than trying to start with international wholesale. So research your local area, your state, territory, your country, get a feel for the sort of shops that, you know, you want your work to be in. Do you want them in boutiques? Do you want them in art gallery shops? Do you want your work in, you know, funky shops? Like, what sort of feel? Who's their target audience? You know, you really have to be clear on who your target market is. So if you haven't worked that out, do that first, because you need to know which shops are going to be a good fit for your product. So you need to, you know, before you even think about approaching a shop, you need to be really sure by doing your research that they are a good fit for your product, or your product's a good fit for them, more to the point, and who their target customer is. Now, how do you find this sort of thing out? Obviously, like I said, if it's a local shop, it's easy. You can walk in there, have a look around, and that'll give you a really good idea. If it's not a local shop, use their website, use their social media, look at the sort of posts, the feel of the posts, the language they use, and you know, that'll give you an indication as to whether it's a good fit for you or not. And at this stage, what I want you to do is actually create a spreadsheet. I know, the dreaded spreadsheet, but it's very, very important and very, very useful. Create a spreadsheet and start keeping track of these shops. So the name of the shop, the address, the owner's name, try really hard to find who the owner is, the person in, or the buyer, the person in charge of buying stock for the shop. Keep track of that, their email address, and then over time you're going to keep track of when you've contacted them, when they've ordered from you, all of that sort of data. Because, you know, you'll think, I'll just remember, but you won't. And it'll make your life a lot easier, especially if you start to grow your wholesale business. Their actual address, or their postcode, more to the point, In Australia, I am assuming it works similarly elsewhere, but often there's something called postcode exclusivity that you can offer a shop and say that you, when you sell in that particular shop, you won't sell to any of their competitors in the same postcode. And that's, you know, that's one thing that a lot of people expect, so that you're not selling your stock to a nearby competitor. So keeping track of where they are is a good idea. Okay. So that's your first step, is doing your research, getting a short list of the first shops that you're going to contact. But before you contact them, there's a few other things you need to get sorted out, so that when they come back with, you know, questions, you know the answers. So the next step is to get a clear terms and conditions document sorted out. So what does that mean? This is what you're going to be sending out to your potential customers. It's going to save a lot of headaches. It's going to make sure everybody's on the same page, literally, and understands, you know, what you expect, and you understand what they expect. They may send you a contract too, potentially, as to their terms and conditions, but you need to step up and have your own things, terms and conditions set. Because it makes you, you know, if you're like wishy-washy with this stuff, you just look unprofessional and they're less likely to take you seriously. Or in the very, hopefully very unusual case of a shop owner who's unscrupulous, they can take you for a ride. So be very clear with your terms and conditions. What does that even mean? So what should be in this document? I mean, it's like your policies for an online shop, but there's some different things in there. So one thing is, what's your turnaround from order to shipping? In other words, what's your production time? How long are you, once somebody puts a wholesale order in, how long is it going to be till they get their stock, or till you send them their stock? Be very clear on this, and you have to be realistic, because you need to meet this deadline, okay? What's your payment policy? So there's multiple ways you can be paid. There's upfront payment, so prepayment. There's payment on delivery. There's payment terms, so that means 30 or 60 or 90 even day terms, which means once they get the items from you, they have that long to pay. Now, I am not a fan of any form of payment that is not upfront payment, especially the first time you deal with a company. My preference is they need to pay me before I even start. Okay, you may want a 50-50. So for example, they have to pay 50% up front, and then they pay the remaining 50% before you ship or on delivery. But don't get tricked into thinking you have to do 30-day terms or payment on delivery. It's up to you to decide what you will accept when it comes to payment, okay? So if you want to decide that you are going to accept only payment prior to delivery, then put it in your terms and conditions. And if they want to buy from you, that's what they're going to have to do. This is a safety net for you. Like I said, especially the first time you order from someone, you need to trust and know, you know, that the investment you're putting into, the time investment you're putting into making the products, the product material investment, is covered. Okay. Now, obviously this can vary. You know, I'm going to give you some example documents here. If you look under the workshop video, there's going to be a link to my ethereal terms and conditions when I used to wholesale. So it's a few years out of date, but it's all there, what you need to look at. I'm also going to, in a minute, we're going to talk about line sheets. I'm going to give you an example of one of my old line sheets just to get you started. So, you know, I had an initial terms and conditions document, and then I had a subsequent one where, you know, usually it was a wholesale minimum order thing. And that's what I'm talking about next, is you can change this. So the first time you deal with someone, have very strict terms in place, so everybody's protected. And then if you build a relationship and get to trusting them, you can perhaps back off a bit and be a bit more generous, but don't get yourself in a position where, you know, your payment will be late or people won't pay on time. And, you know, those things happen. So it's best to get payment up front if you can, the first time especially. So what's your wholesale order minimum? This is the next important thing. So this is, it can be a dollar amount or a product number, like volume of product. This is the key to making wholesale viable and profitable. The point of selling wholesale is to sell in bulk, so that you're actually selling enough product to make a profit. Because, of course, when you're selling wholesale, you're selling at generally, and we'll talk about this again in a sec, about half of what you're selling retail. So if you're selling at markets, if you're selling online, that's your retail price. You're selling direct to the customer. When you sell via wholesale, you're selling at a wholesale price, which is a lot lower. So you need to make sure that your wholesale order minimum is worth your while, it's worth your time, it's worth the materials, and you actually still make a profit. You should be making a profit on your wholesale prices. And this is why pricing properly is so important, because you can't sell, if your current retail price is too low, you won't be able to afford to wholesale. Because you can't sell your products directly yourself, like on Etsy or whatever else, or at a market. You can't undercut your stockists. Okay, so if you're selling, say I'm selling a pair of earrings wholesale for $15, I should be selling them retail for around the $30 mark. And that's what, generally stores can set their own prices to a point, but generally speaking, you need to make sure that you're not selling your stuff less than they're going to be selling it at, because that means you're undercutting them and people are less likely to buy from them, and that defeats the whole purpose. So, coming back to wholesale order minimum, what's your minimum? Set a dollar amount or a product volume amount, do the calculations and actually work out what this needs to be to make it worth your while financially. And it's going to be different for everyone, which is why I can't give you an exact amount here. It depends on your product and your pricing. Okay, so the next thing is to make a line sheet. It can be a document that you actually send to people, or, which is becoming way more common these days, you actually have a wholesale login on your website that only wholesale customers have access to. This is how when I initially did wholesale, I had a line sheet, which I'm going to be putting in the workshop link below this video. But then I set up a wholesale login on my website, and that's how customers shopped from me. And I did it really simply. I just actually gave them, actually, I it was different. I didn't have a separate wholesale area. What I actually did was I would create a unique discount code for each of my wholesalers that could only be used once. So I had to keep giving it to them if they reordered a different one each time, so they couldn't just keep using it and not. And it the way that my software worked for my shop, this is Ecwid, by the way, back in the day, you can set up a coupon code so you can limit how many times it's used, and very importantly, you can put a minimum order number on there. So when I set up the coupon code, I set it up so that they couldn't use it unless they hit that minimum order threshold. And remember, you have to set that as double what the wholesale is, because they're, in my case, they were ordering from my retail website. So yeah, I had to remember to keep the math sorted out. But if it's possible for you, if you're on Etsy, you can try to sign up for Etsy Wholesale, which gives you a whole separate wholesale section, a wholesale shopping experience for retailers, and they can just buy from you on there. Or you can do what I did and set up a special discount code, or have a separate thing altogether, a separate wholesale site altogether. So there's lots of different ways to do this. You just have to work out what's best for you. Are you making all of your designs available to wholesale, or only a certain proportion of them, a certain line? Those are all decisions you have to make as to, say you've got a certain line of work that's not, you don't think is going to be a wholesale viable, whereas you've got another line that is, and that's what you want to wholesale. So you need to make sure they can only access the stuff you actually want to sell wholesale. So the key here is simple, clear product photos, concise descriptions, and wholesale prices. So wholesale generally is 50% of the retail price. Not always, but that's the industry standard. If that's just, you feel like that's too much, maybe 40%, but you can't really go much, much less than that, because then you're getting into the realms of consignment. So consignment, generally speaking, you're going the other way. Like you get more, but you have more to lose because you're not necessarily ever going to be paid for your work. So, I mean, they send it back to you eventually, of course, but wholesale, the whole point is that everybody is getting something worthwhile. I mean, the shop owner is taking a risk here when they buy from you, because if your stock doesn't sell, then they've lost money. it's an investment buying from you. You know, they're making a choice that they're going to give your stuff a go in their shop. So that's why they get the discount. And they also get, well, it's not a discount, it's just a different sales avenue. And you've got to remember that these people have a lot of expenses. Running a brick and mortar shop is very expensive. They have to pay their rent. They have to pay any staff. They have to pay insurance. They have to pay their electricity. They have to pay all of those things that you don't have to pay. When you, especially if you're running a business from home, you don't have all those expenses. So that's why they need that amount of give and leeway in the pricing, because they have a lot of expenses to cover. And that's not even including, you know, the owner's salary or profit. Okay. So if you ever, you know, if you've ever had that thought, gosh, why do they get my stuff like for half price? That's why. It's, you know, they have to have that margin in order to make it worthwhile. Now, of course, you can include a recommended retail price with your items. So this is the price that you say is retail that you sell at, for example. But always remember, a shop has the right to sell pretty much whatever they want. You know, this allows them to then discount if they need to move your stuff and things like that. So you can't really 100% dictate what they charge it for, but by giving them a recommended retail price, if they decide to charge more than that, that's their prerogative. And they can't get upset at you for undercutting them, because you've given them the price that you sell retail at. Okay. So you're kind of protecting yourself there as well. I've put a link in here to a really excellent post by Indie Retail Academy all about this stuff, if you want more details. And again, like I said, look below the video. I've included a example of my original. I'll be honest, it's not brilliant because I did this a very long time ago. But it's good enough and it worked, you know. So again, don't get too caught up. As long as it's clear and neat and tidy, it doesn't need to be super fancy. And it's so easy these days to format and create nice looking stuff using something like Canva, or even just using Word or the equivalent to organize your line sheet. Don't think it has to be this big scary thing. It doesn't. It can be quite straightforward. Okay, so we've talked about that you've done your research, you've picked some shops, you've made your terms and conditions and gotten clear on what you will accept. And you've made a line sheet or created a website or a coupon code or whatever it is, so people can actually buy from you. Now, if you have a traditional line sheet, like an actual document, also send them an order form. So you need to create an order form that they can use, fill in, and send back to you. Whereas if they're buying online, they can just buy online and use the checkout, which is super easy and my preferred way of doing things, to be honest. All right, so now's the time to actually start reaching out to shops. How do we do that? Well, start with an email. I don't care if it's down the street from you, don't cold call people. I just don't think it's a good idea. And from the people I've talked to who are shop owners, they don't like it either. They find it uncomfortable and confronting to have someone walk into their shop with like a suitcase or whatever full of stock and go, "Hi, I want to sell my stuff to you." Like, how do you react to that? You know, you don't want to. It can put them in an awkward position. Let's just leave it at that and say it's not the best way. Unless you already have a good relationship and they know who you are and what you do, and there's already a conversation there, great. But if you don't know this person, start with an email. It's low confrontation. It gives them the space to think about your offer. That doesn't mean you can't move on to other things in the future, but it's the best way to start. So don't call them either, because again, that puts them on the spot. Be polite and think of them and think of, you know, how many people are reaching out to them who, you know, potentially want to get their stuff into their shop. So start with an email, softly, softly, so they can check your work out without feeling pressured. Now, if you don't get a response right away, don't take it personally. Business owners are busy people, which I know you know. So it might just be that it's just sitting there waiting for a time that they can deal with it. Now, I haven't given you a template email or anything like that. I'm just going to say, be short and sweet. So write a paragraph or two. Literally, that's it. No more than that. Don't tell me a life story. Just say, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so. I love your shop for this reason. Give them a reason. I think my work would fit really well with your aesthetic. You know, include a couple of low resolution of photos of your best work. If you've got a website, include a website link so they can check out more and invite them to email you back. Or if you have a phone number and you're comfortable with it, invite them to call you. So that's the initial email, simple as that. So if you don't get a reply straight away, don't panic. Just make a note in your spreadsheet that you've contacted them on a certain date and keep an eye on it. And within about a week or so, just follow up with a quick friendly reminder. Hi, just checking in to see if you're interested. If not, no pressure. Would be lovely if you could let me know so I can offer. You could do the whole, please let me know because there's some other people in your area I could get in touch with. That's up to you whether you want to do that. And whether it's true, don't lie. Like if it's not true, don't say it. But if there are other shops in the area that you want to reach out to, let them know that you're their first choice. Let them know that, you know, you're the first person I've contacted in this area because I think my stuff would be best fit with your store. But then if they don't get back to you, you know, you could consider saying, you know, if you're not interested, please let me know so I can go elsewhere. Something like that. But be polite about it, obviously. All right. And, you know, if you haven't already and you're comfortable with it, offer a phone number because some people will just prefer to pick up the phone and talk to you about it. Okay. And invite them to call you if they have questions or want to talk more about it. Now, the thing you don't do in this initial email is send them like your terms and conditions and all that. That's when we've decided to do business with each other. That's when we exchange that sort of information. At this point, you're just testing the waters and seeing if they're interested at all. Okay, that's the initial contact. So if you still don't hear from them and, you know, if there is a competitor, go to them now. Like this is give it another week or so. And if they still don't get back to you, move on to the next person on your list. But if they're the only person in that postcode or in that region and you really, really want to get your stuff in that shop, follow up with them again in about a month. Just another friendly, you know, contact. If you're still not getting a response, right, don't lose all hope. But just again, put on your spreadsheet when you've contacted them and if there's a response or not. And put them down to follow up in like 6 months' time. Like give them a good period of time now because you've contacted them a few times and they haven't bidden. So don't keep bothering them. Just put it down and come back to them in a good period of time. Now, hopefully, at least, you know, don't expect to get a response from everybody and don't expect to get a positive response from even half or a quarter of the people. Like go in with low expectations here and you won't be disappointed. But if you contact enough people, eventually, hopefully someone will come back to you and this is when it's time to get exciting. Someone will start getting back to you with a positive response and say, yeah, I love the look of your stuff. Can you tell me more? Or how can I order? Or how can I see? Blah, blah, blah. This is the point where you get back to them, send them your line sheet if you have one, or a link to your online wholesale site. You send them your terms and conditions and go from there. All right. So we've done that. You invite them to place an order. Again, if they haven't ordered within a week, you know, a couple of days, follow up with them. People are busy. They get distracted. Don't take it personally. Just politely follow up and remind them. Now, if you have a wholesale website, explain the process they need to follow. You should have a pro forma written out telling them exactly how to go through the process of ordering wholesale from you. Same with a traditional line sheet. Make sure you just, you know, say, here's a line sheet. I've included an order form for you to use. If you have the NOUS, make it an editable document so they can just type it on the screen rather than having to handwrite it. Yeah. That'll have all the, you've done the work for them. You've put like item name, number, or SKU if you have one. The quantity, the price, and all that sort of stuff is all there for you. A total at the bottom and GST or sales tax, all that sort of stuff needs to be included if that's relevant. And if it's not relevant, you know, just let them know, because shops will expect to pay those sorts of things. And if you're not registered for sales tax or GST or VAT or whatever it is where you are, just make a note of that on the order sheet, that GST not applicable or VAT not applicable or whatever it is. That'll stop them from going, where is that information? And if there are any circumstances that alter the turnaround time that you list in your terms and conditions, like say it's pre-Christmas and you're really busy with orders and you know that you aren't going to be able to do it in the time you promise in that, let them know now and say, just FYI, my turnaround time or my production time is slightly extended or whatever at the moment because of I'm on holiday or there's holidays or I've got a lot of orders or whatever it is. So make that clear. Okay, so at this point, you hopefully have got a response. Someone's put in an order. Yeah, you've got your first wholesale order. You know, pop the champagne, party poppers, woo, celebrate, and decide on packaging. So if you haven't already, you need to decide what sort of packaging you're going to use to send your creations and if you're going to offer any packaging or display items to the shop. You may have been in shops and seen some things with their own, like maybe branded hangers or little stands with a name on them, like stuff that the seller, the maker, has actually provided for the shop to help them to sell their work. Don't just send them this stuff though without talking to them about it, because they may not even want it and they may not want to use it. So decide, like discuss it with them and let them decide whether they want it if it's something you offer. And it's really important that they choose how to display your work. It's their shop. They choose how to merchandise. Okay. You must make sure not to lose money here. So don't be going and providing your, like if you make jewelry like I do, don't be going and providing heaps of fancy boxes for all your pieces and not actually including that in the price. You need to cover those costs. Okay. Make sure you cover all of those costs. It's really important. Must be factored into your pricing or shipping cost. And speaking of shipping, ship safely. Now, one thing I didn't mention earlier, the customer should be paying for the shipping, just like if you were selling retail online, okay? So that the shipping costs should actually be in your terms and conditions document. You should have a basic idea and say if there's tiered costs. So for example, you may know that a certain number of your stock will weigh a certain amount. So if they order this weight of stock, it'll be this price. If they order that weight of stock, it'll be that price. So you have to do a bit of work first and work out this shipping issue and make sure that you're charging your customer the correct amount for shipping and that it's being included throughout that sales process. So if you're selling to a local shop and you have, you know, you've talked to them and check with them that they're comfortable with this, you may prefer to deliver the items in person and just go drop them off, especially the first time. And this could be really nice because it might be a way for you to, see the shop again, make a connection with the shop owner if they're there, or the buyer, whoever it might be. And sort of build that relationship, because again, in like all things in business, the better of a relationship you can build with this person who's bought from you, the more likely they are to buy again and the more likely you are to have an ongoing wholesale relationship with them. Now, if you've never shipped before or you've never shipped a volume of items before, make very sure that your packaging is up to scratch, that you're actually safely shipping all of your items, especially if there's a whole bunch of them in together. Make sure they're not going to damage each other in any way. So make sure they're all separated out. Make sure it's really easy for the shop owner to decide to know which item is which. So label things, etc. Some makers I know have actually sent a test parcel. So they've actually, boxed up a whole bunch of stuff and actually sent it to themselves through the postal system to see how well their packaging holds up. And this is not just wholesale. I've had people do this for just retail orders as well. So if it's something you're really worried about, give that a go. Send a test parcel. It'll cost a bit of money, but it should be an investment, and see it as that. And see how it holds up in transit. Okay, so this isn't the end of the story, obviously. You've sent your items off to the shop. Now what? Well, you want to make sure to follow up with these shops on a regular basis. So you want to see how your work is doing in the shops and you want to keep that relationship going. So maybe about, 2 weeks to a month after they first receive your stock, not once you've sent it because it could take time, reach out and just send them a quick email, or if you already talk to them, make a quick call or whatever, work out how the stock is going. You know, if particular things are selling well or if things aren't selling well, if they want to reorder anything. And also remember, like I said at the beginning, with your wholesale order minimums, I used to set a higher wholesale order minimum the first time someone bought from me. And then if they reordered, it was actually a bit lower to kind of encourage reorders. It was still well within what I needed to make it worth my while. But it was just that little way of saying thank you, I guess. So another thing that's a really good idea, and I know some people who sell a lot of wholesale do this, they actually have a stockist email list where you email those people regularly, you know, when you have new designs available, maybe 3 monthly or every 3 months or prior to big holidays or whatever it might be, whatever works for your business. Following up with them, kind of, again, touching base with them. But like any mailing list, they have to opt into it. So make sure, don't just, unless you're emailing them individually, if you're sending them it as a bulk email, make sure that they are happy to be on that mailing list. Ask them earlier. And that's a good way to keep in touch with them and hopefully get them to reorder from you and build an ongoing wholesale relationship with them. So that's the basics in a nutshell. That should be hopefully enough to keep you going and get you going. If you're interested more in this, I do run a course about once a year called Wholesale Know-How. So keep an eye out for that. It's actually co-written or mostly written by my friend Melanie Ullerstein, who has been successfully wholesaling her jewelry for, gosh, probably coming on to a decade now almost. And I invited her a few years ago to make this course with me because I've done some wholesale, but I'm not a wholesale expert. It's not how I make my money. Whereas that's how she makes her living is by wholesaling her work still. So I got her on board, and it's if you've done Setup Shop, it's very similar. It's like a 30-day, one lesson a day course, taking you through all of the stuff I've kind of covered today, but in way more detail, and covering a lot of other stuff like pricing and all that sort of thing that I haven't covered in this workshop. So that's a course you might be interested in, I believe. This is the May 2017 workshop. I'm planning on running Wholesale Know-How sometime in August this year. And if you're seeing this in the future, just keep an eye out on Create and Thrive and you'll see when I put it out there, but it's usually around once a year. So good luck getting your work out into the world and into the world of brick and mortar shops. If you have any questions, as always, leave them in the comments below the workshop or come over to the Facebook group and tag me if you want me to answer your questions. If you're not familiar with that, you just start typing my name and it should pop up, and then you can just make sure it's blue and that's tagged me, and I'll see a notification and I'll come and answer the questions for you about wholesale. Okay, good luck. And I hope, if this is something you're really interested in, I'm going to challenge you to find at least 5 shops this month, 5 shops that you think that your work would go really well in, and reach out to no less than 2 of them this month. Okay. So that gives you time to put the terms and conditions together and work out all the other stuff. And then by the end of the month, have approached at least 2 shops and get yourself on the path to wholesale. Thanks so much for watching. I hope this was very useful for you, and I'll see you in the circle. Bye.